With us right now, Lieutenant Lloyd Gothier from Oneida County. Another scam tried out in your neighborhood. What's happening this time?
Yesterday and this morning, we've had two separate citizens in Oneida County call us regarding text messages that they've been receiving from a credit union, which would represent their banking institution, stating that their credit limit was approaching to send their credit card number and a PIN number for the limit to be increased. Both the credit card owners contacted their banking institutions and found that was not sent by them. We want to be proactive and notify the community that this type of scam is taking place. We did contact the local credit unions and advise them of that, and they want to make sure that we put out in our press release that they would never contact their members through text messaging.
Are they actually using real institutional names when they contact people through texting?
Yes, they are, and it happens to be the two situations we have. Both were different credit unions, but it was their financial institution that they bank with when they used the name in the text message. Ripco Credit Union and CoVantage Credit Union.
And in both cases, the customers of the credit union were able to not get caught in this and check with their institution, correct?
That is correct.
Pretty much a red flag if they want you to send something that they should already have. Is that pretty much true?
That is true. Whether it's through text messaging, through an email, or a phone call, never, ever give out your personal identification information unless you're face-to-face and you know for sure that you're dealing with your actual financial institution. It is so easy in this world where we have access to computers and things like that, that people are working hard at coming up in different ways to get account numbers, social security numbers, PIN numbers, different identifying information so that they can get access to people's accounts.
And so far you've had two complaints on this situation?
That is correct.
And both of them fortunately have stopped?
Correct.
Anything you'd like to add today?
Again, just the warning people, if they do receive a message of that sort, that they should contact their financial institution just to let them know that that has taken place and to make sure that they're, as everybody should do, is be vigilant on looking at your accounts and pay attention to the withdrawals and the account levels, as there is access that people get through any other way that they can figure a way to do it. So by being proactive and checking your accounts on a regular basis, you can rest assured that there's nothing going on illegal with your banking account.
Lieutenant Lloyd Gothier joining us. Thank you.
Okay.